Bossera shot out his long leg and knocked the paddle out of the squirrel's paws. He glared fiercely at her.
Enough, you have mad. Stop you here now. With me, Tag goes. Back I'll be by eventide. River dog Tag, come you.
The otter gave a wary bird to the squirrel, who picked up the paddle and shook it at him.
Come back this way sometime and visit me, so that I can kill you, vermin.
Tag and Bosserus made their way through the alders and into sparser woodlands. Tag sighed with relief.
Thank you, Bosserus. I'm glad to be shut of that beast. I heard you call her Mad. Is that her name?
The big bittern shrugged.
Mad she be, so mad I call her. She knows not any other name.
Tag strolled swiftly to keep pace with Bosserus.
Mad is a good name for her. She's a nasty, dangerous beast.
Grr! So would you be, were you her?
Bosserus commented dryly.
Killed her family, vermin did. For dead, they left her. 3 days lay she there. Found her, I did. Wound in her head. Deep, so deep. Any other beast would have killed outright. Together now we've been long, long seasons. Not easy to get along with, is Mad.
Tag smiled at the bittern.
Then why do you stay with her?
Bosserus smiled back, the gleam in his eyes sudden and savage.
I like not the vermin either. As mad as her I am, sometimes.
Approaching midday, they reached the limits of the woodlands. Tag could see the mountain clearly, slightly off to his right, still far off. Bosserus pointed his beak out across the flatlands and outlined the route.
Go you that way. 'Twill keep you clear of the stream and your enemies. Watch you, Tag. There be drylands and wetlands before foothills you reach. Live there many reptiles do. Active in summer they be. Tread you careful and fare you well.
Bosserus went into an ungainly run, but once he took to the air, there was nothing awkward about his graceful flight. He soared and wheeled to gain height, then flew off with a long cry.